Unit 5. Diet and Exercise. Section 2. Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Good game today. You know, they're having tryouts for the Intramural Tennis League Saturday. Why don't you come with me?
Me? On the tennis team?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it'd be fun. But I don't think my playing is really on the same level as people on those intramural teams.
What are you talking about? You've improved so much lately.
Maybe. But there's also my weight. I can't move around the court as fast as you can. In fact, I'm thinking of going on a diet.
Really? What kind of a diet?
I don't know. No specific program. I was just planning to eat as little as possible until I lose 20 pounds.
That's the last thing you want to do.
It is?
Yes, believe me. You can't starve yourself and lose weight permanently. It will always come back. Trust me. I used to be 30 pounds heavier.
I don't believe it.
Really? So I know a little something about this. If you reduce your food consumption too much, you'll lose weight, but you'll also end up with a lower metabolism. That means your body burns fewer calories at rest, and you'll also be hungry and miserable all the time. Then, when you finally give up and start eating again, you'll gain all the weight back that you lost, and maybe even more. I know this from experience.
I see what you're saying, but if you want to lose weight, you have to go hungry. That's just how it works.
No, it isn't. Successful weight loss is all about burning more energy than you consume in food. If you eat sensibly and in moderate amounts and get lots of exercise, you'll lose extra fat and get down to a healthy weight. If you don't eat enough, you'll lose muscle along with fat.
So how much should I eat in a day?
Well, that depends on your target weight and how active you are. How much do you want to weigh?
Well, I think my ideal weight would be about 160 pounds.
Okay. And you play tennis 3 times a week?
And I'm going to start lifting weights and running.
I'd say you're very active. If you're very active, you multiply your target weight by 18, and that's how many calories you should eat.
160 times 18 is, just a second, 2,880 calories. Wow, that sounds like a lot.
The next thing you need to do is figure out how much you usually eat now. Keep a food diary for a few days. Write down everything you eat. Then figure out how many calories you take in on an average day. If it's a lot higher than 2,880, you should reduce it gradually by a couple hundred calories a day. You don't want to shock your body.
How do I know how many calories I'm eating?
I've got a book I can lend you that lists foods alphabetically with their calorie content.
So I look up everything I eat to see how many calories it has? I'll be checking that book 10 times a day.
I know, but it's unavoidable. The only way to lose weight is to make sure you're eating fewer calories than you're burning. And you should eat 5 or 6 small meals a day rather than 3 big ones. That way you never get so hungry that you overeat.
Sounds good to me.
One last thing. You don't just want to lose weight. You want to lose fat and gain muscle, right?
Right.
So make sure you eat plenty of protein, especially chicken and fish.
Number 1. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 2. Why are the speakers discussing the topic? Number 3. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Good game today. You know, they're having tryouts for the Intramural Tennis League Saturday. Why don't you come with me?
Me? On the tennis team?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it'd be fun. But I don't think my playing is really on the same level as people on those intramural teams.
What are you talking about? You've improved so much lately.
Which sentence best expresses how the man feels about joining the tennis team? Number 4. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
What kind of diet?
I don't know. No specific program. I was just planning to eat as little as possible until I lose 20 pounds.
That's the last thing you want to do.
It is?
Yes. Believe me, you can't starve yourself and lose weight permanently. It will always come back. Trust me. I used to be 30 pounds heavier.
What does the woman mean when she says this?
That's the last thing you want to do.
Number 5. It can be inferred from the conversation that the woman... Number 6. The man is surprised when the woman tells him that... Number 7. How will the man probably keep track of the calories he consumes? Number 8. Which of the following is not mentioned as one of the activities the man will be doing? Number 9. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. How do I know how many calories I'm eating?
I've got a book I can lend you that lists foods alphabetically with their calorie content.
So I look up everything I eat to see how many calories it has. I'll be checking that book 10 times a day. Which of the following best expresses what the man thinks about the woman's suggestion?